Minto, the province is giving another boost to its investment of connecting Ontario's rural areas to high-speed internet. In a press conference in rural Minto, at the Barrel House outside of Harrison alongside Wellington County Warden Andy Lennox, Minister of Rural Affairs Lisa Thompson, Lambton Kent Middlesex MPP Steve Pinsonneau and Perth Wellington MPP Matthew Ray, Infrastructure Minister Kinga Surma announced the province is investing another $34 million to connect over 3,000 homes and businesses across southwestern Ontario to high-speed internet. The Premier was very clear, particularly during COVID, that we needed to make sure every single premise in Ontario was connected by the end of 2025 because we know how important it is to families, we know how important it is to businesses, we know how important it is to farmers to make sure that we stay competitive and continue to grow, Surma said in the announcement. A press release from the province said in partnership with Southwestern Integrated Fiber Technology, SWIFT, this investment will see 12 internet service providers deliver high-speed internet projects to 14 communities and 4 First Nations communities. A backgrounder included said the communities include Wellington County, Perth County, Lambton County, Regional Municipality of Chatham-Kent, Essex County, Township of Walpole, Middlesex County, Oxford County, Brant County, Bruce County, Grey County, Elgin County, Regional Municipality of Waterloo, Huron County, Chippewas of Nawash First Nation, Delaware Nation at Moravian Town, Saugeen First Nation and Oneida First Nation. Ray thanked former Minto Mayor and County Warden George Bridge for his work on rural internet as a past member of the SWIFT board. Obviously his impact is still being felt today. Former Mayor Bridge mentioned when I arrived this is his last to-do item before he retired a couple of years ago, so now George can tell Sue he's officially retired, Ray said. I know it is because of these partnerships that we'll continue to deliver for rural Ontario and I know personally I'm committed to working with my colleagues, some of them behind me here today, to ensure that Perth Wellington receives its share of provincial funds. According to the press release, Ontario is investing nearly $4 billion to help bring access to reliable high-speed internet to every community in Ontario by the end of 2025. Over 99,000 homes and businesses have been connected through 270 projects worth $2.5 billion as of August 2024. The province is aiming to connect an additional 450,000 more homes and businesses by the end of 2025.